Hello.
I completed a profane ritual to become ascendant. But stuff still happens.
So what's up?
The tidal wave of AI bullshit continues. Just the absolute madness. Y'all, like, we told you AI was a bad idea. Like, you knew this.
You should have listened.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, is a weird little creep who's obsessed with the movie Her. The movie where Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with an AI voiced by Scarlett Johansson. That one. Now, like, this has been all over every news cycle. So this might not be news, but they ripped off Scarlett Johansson's voice for ChatGPT. Here's the order of operations. Sam Altman tweeted her. Just tweeted it. Just that. That's it. That was the tweet. And then soon after that, OpenAI did a new demo where they were like, look at our new AI. Its voice is new. And it fucking flirts with you for some reason. So they did a demo where, like, you know, they're playing with the AI and the AI is like, ha ha ha, let me get that dick. That's not exactly, I guess that's what Scarlett Johansson sounds like in my head. Hello, it's me, Black Widow. Anyway, came out that Scarlett Johansson was not very happy about the fact that this AI sounded just like her. And also came out that Sam Altman went to Scarlett Johansson and was like, hey, can you voice my AI? And she was like, no, stop that. You're creepy. And then they basically tried to just replicate Scarlett Johansson's voice anyway. Like, come on now. Let's not kid ourselves. The dude's not a genius. He's just a creep and wants to fuck a computer. That's it. Or Scarlett Johansson. Why not both? So they've already pulled the voice because hella legal trouble. Because all of this is hella legal trouble. Replicating voices, replicating the voice of someone famous or the voice of someone who sounds like they could be someone famous and not really being able to prove how we made that voice or who it's supposed to be. It's a mess and it shouldn't be in a barely functional consumer product. I want to be super clear. Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI, he also thinks that the movie The Social Network was supposed to be an inspirational film inspiring tech entrepreneurs. So if you needed a barometer for what kind of a person or how his brain functions, there you go. Let's put this man in charge of artificial intelligence that's supposed to change humanity. He seems like the right choice. And that doesn't even get into, like, Google's new search AI summarizer recommending that people put glue in their pizza and gasoline in their spaghetti. Hey, Google, maybe don't. Take that, Gen Xers. Millennials are gonna have a saint. Ha ha! Maybe. The Vatican might make a millennial saint, y'all. Carlo Acutis was born in 1991, which makes him a millennial. He tragically died of leukemia at 15. Fuck cancer. But while he was alive, he had a website where he indexed miracles. And I am not a religion boy, but I'm not gonna tell you not to believe in miracles. I don't know. But this dude was indexing miracles. He was all about it. And then apparently performed a couple. Maybe. The Vatican has formally acknowledged two miracles from the late teenager. One was involving curing brain bleed, and the other was involving curing pancreas situation. Pretty sure I'd make a good doctor. Yo, you've got a serious pancreas situation. Anyway, the Pope has already done like the first step towards canonizing this guy. We might actually have a millennial saint soon, bopping around in heaven, being like, hey, I'm adulting. Where's my avocado toast? What? I don't know. The jokes about millennials, like, they weren't ever funny, but now they're actively, like, they suck the funny out of the room. I'm not saying that because, like, I'm insulted or whatever as a millennial. I'm saying that because, like, no one cares anymore. It's obnoxious that millennials are even in the spotlight. We're boring now. We're just the ones that are supposed to go to work. Like, we're just the ones that are in that part of our life, right? Go to work, come home, have very little cultural impact. And then here I am making avocado toast jokes about a guy that died of leukemia who just wanted to help people. Hey, fuck. No baby. All bathwater. Oh, God. Remember back in 2019 when Belle Delphine sold her bathwater? She didn't make any money from that. Well, she did, but PayPal stole it. Neat. Well, not neat. She should get paid. In a recent post from Belle Delphine herself, she announced that back when that happened, she made like 90 grand, but PayPal froze her account and kept the assets. She still kept good on her sales. She actually shipped the bathwater to everybody and all that, but she didn't get a cent. She lost money, actually. PayPal froze the account and kept the 90 grand as like fees or something. There's an argument to be made that a bad interpretation of one of PayPal's policies could be applied to the sales that she was making. But after she made this post, they were like, oh yeah, no, that was wrong. Here's your money. 5 years on. Of course, at the time, she tried to get in contact with PayPal and be like, hi, I would like my nearly 100 grand now, please. And they're like, sorry, it's nothing we can do about it. PayPal's famously helpful customer service. So ultimately, she just now got her money. But she also made the very salient point of, what if this was just a random person and not someone with massive influence on the internet? They probably would not have gotten their money back from PayPal. Maybe having private companies be the things that control the movement of money, you know, companies that have an interest in finding any way to prevent you from getting your money, maybe that shouldn't be how we transfer money. The International Criminal Court is seeking a warrant for the arrest of the leaders of Israel and Hamas. They are seeking to try them for war crimes because of the war crimes they're doing. But despite the ICC wanting to arrest people for war crimes, the US is like, that is the official statement. That's the official stance. But for real, the US is looking around and we're seeing fewer and fewer friends who are sticking by us as more and more countries are like, hey, this is a fucking genocide. Ireland, Spain, and Norway all recently acknowledged Palestine as a state. And they're like, hey, this is not good. When pressed about it, Biden's national security advisor was like, yeah, it's real. You know, it's regrettable. Also, we think that the right thing to do is to let Israel keep doing this, but ask them very nicely to stop killing all the civilians. That seems to be, that's a good, let's try that one. And just to make sure that they have the fighting chance to not kill civilians, let's give them more munitions that just blow everything up recklessly. The White House also wants to make it clear that Biden has real mixed feelings about this. And it's just, you know, he just wishes that everyone could just get along. Which is why he's supplying one side with weapons. Oh, right. No, he stopped a shipment, or he tried to stop a shipment that one time. What a good guy. Gaming. The Paper Mario Thousand Year Door remake is out on Switch, and you should play it. That game rules. Paper Mario is like one of my favorite franchises, except for the fact that the vast majority of the games that they've made in that franchise are bad. The first three are rad. The Switch one, though, but it looked eh. But seriously, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door is a better game than Paper Mario 1, which is my favorite game. And I also recently played Paper Mario Thousand Year Door on my stream, but it wasn't the remake. I'm assuming Nintendo dropped the remake because they saw my stream. Oh, and in the remake, in the English version of the remake, they finally made good and they re-canonized one of your sidekicks as trans. She was always trans in the international version of the original, and not in the English version. WB's Multiverses, Smash Bros.-like game is coming out this week. I hope it's okay. I hope it's good. I don't really care about WB franchises. I do like platform fighters. Behold a Peach main. What is up? Na-na-na-na-na-na. Bungie has won a pretty landmark court case despite not making... They didn't make a lot of money off of it, but it's still an important court case. Phoenix Digital, who owns a company that was making cheats for Destiny 2, has been fined and has to pay like $63,210 to Bungie, which is approximately the price of one premium piece of armor from the Bungie store. But more importantly, they won it on like copyright grounds. The jury awarded Bungie the win on the grounds that you can't be making cheats for our game. That's You're breaking the rules. The notable thing here isn't necessarily that Bungie, you know, like rooted out some cheat developers. They've done that a bunch of times and they've made that like a bit of a crusade of theirs. The notable thing is the jury decision. This is setting a precedent that cheat software can violate copyright. And that is notable. If only we could set a precedent of having stable connections during my raids. Lightning round. Spotify will be bricking their car thing, which was a piece of hardware that they put out less than a year ago, and they're just gonna shut it down. If you bought one and you've been using it, it will no longer be functional at the end of this year and you will not be getting a refund. The creator of the Super Size Me documentary has died at age 53 from cancer. Fuck cancer. The Chicago rat hole, it's officially gone. A city had to pay out nearly $1 million to a man who was basically tortured by cops for 17 hours trying to get him to admit to killing his father. His father was alive. The cops threatened to kill the man's dog. They tried to force him to admit to a crime that he literally didn't do. That's what they do. 17 hours. Here's a quote from the lawyer involved. Quote, In my 40 years of suing the police, I have never seen that level of deliberate cruelty. The average age of a car on American roads has risen to a record 12.6 years old, which is honestly not all that old for cars. Like, we don't stop buying new cars all the time, which, I mean, you're already doing that, I guess, because the average age went up. So good job. Or maybe we just don't have money. There was an Amazon shareholder vote on a bunch of different company policies, most of which were around, like, how to ethically handle AI and how to be good to our workers. And every proposal was voted down. Despite nobody asking, YouTube is rolling out their new desktop website redesign. And yoofa. Enjoy. And finally for today, rip to a real one. ICQ Messenger is shutting down. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and instructions on how you too can become ascendant. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.